Hello.
Hello. Is this Nivesh? Hi, this is Nick from Hop and Measure. I got your inquiry from Bark. You were looking for a mobile application for your business.
It's a project that's going on for the next year or so it's going to be like probably a few months before I actually get into any development of an app. But yeah, I work for my tribe's environmental department, and we're looking into developing like a utility app to display like bills and whatnot to our customers.
Right, all right, okay, that's fine. So what's your service? Do you provide services or there's a product that people come and purchase?
Yeah, we provide services.
Services. And is there a website on which I can go on, log on, and look at the services that you guys provide?
So we provide services like kind of in partnership with our water municipality district. It's Valley Center Water Municipality District. I'm sure they have, if you just type that in, they'll have everything. But also, you can probably look up San Pascual Tribe, and under the Environmental Department, you could see a list of services that we offer. But yeah, we're basically just wanting to provide like a list and access to those services or our requests that you can put in through the app for those.
Okay, so people will be able to purchase those services, like order the services through the application, or this is just for their billing?
To like order them.
Okay, all right, so this can be a type of e-commerce platform where people can come in, log in, create their profile, right? And they can scroll and log, check your services. Everything they can, and this will be a program through which they can get those services for like they can subscribe for the services for 1 month, 6 months, 12 months. There will be certain types of membership that you guys also offer.
Not so much a membership through us. Like I said, we are
Yeah.
kind of in partnership with our water district,
Hmm.
but it's kind of like a permanent service, I suppose.
Permanent service, okay. And they need to get those things
But
like.
since, sorry,
No
since we're
problem.
like looking into, environmental stuff other than just like providing the services to like billing and whatnot from the water district, we're also looking to do like displays of like the heat index, temperature outside, and like adapt a some sort of like alert system on there, if we have any environmental emergencies.
I got you.
Looking for something like that.
Right now I am on callwater.com. Is these one of guys with which you guys collaborate?
What was that? Sorry.
I'm on a website. It's calwater.com. And this is for California Water Services.
Yeah, so it gets it from the, I believe they're called the Southern California. Let's see. I might have to look them up.
Sure.
But overall, my inquiry was just to get like an estimate of how much an app like that would cost because we're working with grant money.
Right. Okay. So, if you talk about something which I have an idea about, all right? It's like people will create their profile, they will log in, okay? They will get your services. Services will be listed down, okay? And your customer, they can have their profile, they can check their bills, okay, for every month, and they will get the push notifications that bill has been generated, okay, and this is the due date. They're supposed to pay within this due time. After due date, the bill will be for this much, okay? And everything, push notifications, billing, services, profile creation, sending emails, messages, everything. So I have an idea. Do you guys have a budget in mind right now?
Yeah, for the app, we're thinking 6,000 to maybe 10,000.
Mm-hmm. And this is for the app. Is there any other work that you guys are looking into?
Yes, but it's not involved with the app.
That's fine, because app is related to so many other things. It's also related to a website. You guys also have to look after the marketing and maintenance. So is there something else within this bracket?
Not that I can think of right now. I mean, we do have our website, but I don't believe we want to connect our website to the app.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So the things that this type of websites can cost in between, depending on the developers that or agency that you're hiring, it's onshore or offshore, okay? If you're placing an order and you're hiring people who are working onshore with you guys, this will cost between $10,000 to $15,000, okay? And if you're, giving this project to somewhere, companies who are offshore, like in UAE or India, then it might cost something lesser than that. It depends, because their hourly rates are cheaper than what we get in America, right? So this can be a difference from the offers that you will be getting from people who will be contacting you. Now, I know you have told me that when you guys will be starting, but have you guys decided when you would want this application to launch in the market?
We're thinking a year out from now, probably. It's a slow project.
Okay, so you're not in a pressing mode right now for this application, and you guys can wait on it. Well, the development process for this type of application can be in between 3 to 5 months. Okay?
Okay.
It will depend on when we will sit down and talk about the features and functionality and everything. So if I just talk about the idea that I have right now while talking to you, it can be in and around 3 to 5 months. The cost is between $10,000 to $15,000, okay? But this is something about the idea that I have. Is there any document or anything that you guys have created? For this application, what you guys would be needing, anything that you guys have prepared, or just a random idea that you guys have right now?
Oh, this is just an idea right now. I'm working on on the budget for the grant that we received. So I'm just doing research, seeing how much it'll cost and whatnot, how long it'll take.
Okay, I'll do one thing. I can create a document for you, okay? That's just free, of course, something that will help you get into more details about the application, okay? If you can just tell me about the company that you guys are working with, because I think that I did not get it the first time that you told me.
Yeah, one second. So their website is www.vcmwd.org, and it's Valley Center Municipal Water District.
VCMWD?
VCMWD.org.
Valley Center Municipal Water District, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I am on the website. I'll study there the work, okay, and how and what type of application that we can create for their services that they are offering, okay? And if I can tell you the time. I can tell you the options. Okay, everything. Just give me a few hours time. I'll create a document for you because, like, something. This is something that we do on a regular basis. So I would exactly know. Like, for example, if a customer is signing up, so I know that this is the information that a customer needs to require to fill up a form to create their app account, their profile. For something, for a service program, right? So there are something that are set as default when we will be creating an app flow document for you guys. But then the features and functionality, I'll just share a document with you. You go on, study that, right? And if there are any changes into it, if you see that, okay, this is something that you guys need, or will be needing in your application, then it's fine. If you think that this is something that you do not need right now, then just let me know, okay, this is something that is not at this point that we need in this application, maybe at a further stage. So that will give me a quite brief idea, and this way I will be able to provide you exactly how much this application might cost you and the time that we will be putting into it, okay? And I think... if I'm just checking out, scrolling through their website while talking to you, multitasking. We'll be done within the amount that I've told you and the timeline. Till now, I think that I have given you the perfect time and budget. But let's see. Let's create the document for you. Okay? You study that. And I hope this is a very doable project for us. But you guys have time, so... It's on you when you guys can start this one. We can start it like next week, but it depends on you guys.
Yeah, this is, like I said, I'm still like trying to gather the budget for this app. So by the earliest I could see us starting to develop this app is probably within the next 3 months or so, 3 to 5, I would say. I also wanted to share one more website for a company that we work with because we work with two different water companies that displays our utility information and whatnot. They're called Badger Meter. So we were thinking about integrating like the services that they display from their water meters onto that app as well. But like I said, Badger Meter. That's B-A-D-G-E-R Meter.
Yeah. Badger Meter. I'm also on their website. Right now, we also signed up with another company. They also they have this product. They also sell meter, but that's basically for gas and oil companies. So usually they are B2C.
Water.
Yeah, but we actually created that was an IoT project. We created an application for them, which was to read the readings, which is coming on their meter and transported on their application. So whatever the bill is, their meter showing, they must know on their app. They know that this is the unit that they have consumed, and this is the amount that they are supposed to pay. So this was an IoT project. I hope that this will be something different from that. But I will study, and you would like us to integrate this thing into the same application, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what services this company is offering? Badge Meter? They're selling their meters?
No, we buy meters from them, but it provides data on how much water is coming from that meter, if there's a leak or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll study this website, okay, because the first one that you gave me, that's I understood what they are offering. So that was I know their service and everything, and it was quite doable, and I would have made that document in a couple of hours. But let me just go ahead and dig deeper with Badger Meter, and let's see what they are offering in detail, and I'll integrate the two services, the two companies, and let's create a document, how the thing will work, how a user will see the application, and about the admin panel, how you guys will be able to manage this application, all right? So by the end of today, I hope so, that I will be able to provide you something that explains how, that will give you like a type of idea how the application will work, okay, and all the options. But you can always add and remove the options that I will put in according to your need, right?
All right.
All right. Is there anything that I'm missing right now?
No, that sounds about right, everything that I'm looking for.
Okay, okay, of course. And is this number, is there any other way to contact you? This number is on call. Can I text you? Or any other ways of communication?
This is my work phone.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to email that same email?
Sure, I can send you an email. The email address that you provided on BARC was NEVEL@sanbasqualtribe.org.
Yes.
Okay, this is your website, sanbasqualtribe.com?
Yes.
I actually tried to log into this website, but it didn't show me anything.
So we don't have, so the only people that could log into that website are our tribal members. So maybe that's why it won't let you log in. But if you type in Sample Squaw Band of Mission Indians on the
Sorry,
web,
what?
It's full up. Sampasquall Band of Mission Indians, that's the tribe.
Okay, just a minute. Sampasquall?
And, Sampasquall, PASQUAL, Sampasquall
mm-hmm.
Band of Mission Indians. And we are the environmental department.
Sampasquall Band... and missionindians.org. Okay. And you guys are in which department?
Environmental.
Environmental. Okay. Got you.
And I would say Public Works as well. I think Public Works is looking to collaborate with us on this project as well.
Okay. Well, I see a lot of services over here, Environmental Department, Fire Department, Tribal Police, Domestic Water Authority. Yeah. Okay. I'll study the website that you have given me, okay? I'll keep everything in mind that we have discussed over the call, and let me just go ahead and create an app or document that is somehow will give you an idea on how the application will look like and work like, okay? And, we will talk, we will keep in, we'll maintain the communication, we'll keep in touch, and whenever you guys are ready, you can let me know. I'll just provide you a rough quote right now with the document. Of course, when we will dig in more deeper and deeper, there will be a more detailed document that we call scope of work that will be created, okay? And once it's logged, and then there will be design phase, development phase, testing and everything. So it will be done at a later stage. But right now, just to make sure that we both synchronize on, we have the same understanding about the application. So let me just provide you with an Apple document about the with the information that you have given me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I'll send you an email by the end of my day. Before leaving my work, okay, you can review it once you get time, and you can let me know about if there are any revisions or something you think that it's missing or that's in there and you would want us to remove it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. It was nice talking to you, and we'll be hoping that we can join hands and work on your project.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.